Hello, welcome to the Stephen Trice podcast, series 2, episode 38.
What?
Pencil. Yes. Time flies.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, do you want to make a joke? Use it for one line.
Time flies.
I'll just say it again then. Yeah. That's why he says it though. It's very funny. Well done. I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan.
Don't think you can really do that after.
I'll tell you about a time a seagull stole my watch. I was just thinking about how time flies.
Doesn't really make sense.
It does.
It's about 20 seconds later.
Time does fly.
I'm also joined by the disappointed Max Smith.
Yeah, go on,
hello
Max.
There.
And the furious Joe McGrath.
Furious.
Joe, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, the weekend was a bit disappointing.
I don't think I asked. I just said,
you said, how are you? All right, I'm great.
Good,
I'm
just
great,
slow down.
You. I'm great. I'm
God, great. This is a morning podcast. We're doing it early because
you can tell
Max and myself are away for when we usually do it. And Joe, you've had a lot of coffee, it seems.
I'm ready for it. I'm just a bit more hyper than because I had a breakfast pie from Morrison's. It really filled me up, and I just feel like I'm on a different level. But I'll crash soon. We'll be on the same.
On a different level.
No, like in breakfast terms of like pie. Ready. Yeah, I used to get up dead early, didn't I? Like 4:30.
That's so true. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a lion.
So what did you get up to at the weekend, Joe?
Went to see Man United lose 2-0 in the Manchester derby. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I bought a ticket off a man. Do you know when you speak to someone on Twitter because I tried to get a ticket last minute?
Yeah.
And you don't know if they're legit or whatever. And I had to go meet him in Dunkin' Donuts because he wanted to email at me, but I wanted to see him in person. Right. I wanted to look in his eyes. I wanted to suss the man out.
Yeah.
£80 he wanted to
show. And you didn't want a donut at all.
No, I didn't want a donut. Think of the nice frappe.
You're the one that said to me that.
I meant to be in Dunkin' Donuts for 3 hours.
But he was, because he wanted £125.
Fuck off.
And I managed to get it down to 80.
Nice.
I wanted 70, but he wasn't budging. Met him there, transferred in the money, and then I got the ticket. Although I was worried that, you know, I was going to have to be who's the ticket. I was going to have to be Jamal if someone asked, and I just thought, I'm not going to get away with this.
You so could do.
All the time building up to it, I was very, very nervous. But the United security was
this is what we do improv for, you know?
I'd love to see a montage of Joe just trying to get into character.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
Jamal.
Jamal.
Good seats.
I'm so high up. I nearly died on the way up there. You don't understand how high it up is. And I was surrounded by a load of Northern Irish people.
Isn't? Yeah, so we've never been high up in the world. You know?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah.
What's the
he's
tallest
Kilimanjaro.
Stairs?
He
had mountain rescue.
He's been on top of the world.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I've been in the box seats in Old Trafford.
Who's high up? And then United was shite. So rumour day.
You know what? It's just because it's a game that they lost doesn't ruin your day.
Yeah, but the last two games have been bad. We got beat Liverpool 5-0, then I thought things were going to change, and then
what changed?
Nothing much changed. We looked like our pants.
I thought Chris, is it Ronaldo? Isn't he new to the team? That was like a big thing.
Can I say the thing that annoyed me the most is afterwards, you know, the players post something on social media about how upset they are. Eric Bailly posted his own goal, right? He posted a photo of before and after his own goal. So the first photo was it touching his leg, and the second photo was in the back. It was the ball in the back of the net, and he was like just apologising for it. Just don't show us the goal again.
Is it his fault the club photographer didn't get a snap of it?
Yeah. Touche,
the only ones they got for him scoring own goals.
Yeah.
Take it up with the photographer, not Eric Bailly.
There was an own goal.
I'd say two own goals.
Pathetic. Fucking pathetic.
United had more shots on our own goal than they did on City's goal, because there was another one where Maguire nearly scored. Oh, like,
that's funny.
Ryan, you're a massive United fan. You've not said much.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I've not. I was following. I've got.
Yeah, well, this is a bit much for. We've not even got to Max's football roundup. Shut up, mate.
Oh, sorry,
stepping on toes there, Ryan.
I've not watched Match of the Day.
Hey, shush.
No.
Max watches that before it comes out.
Religiously.
In my head. For some reason. It was bonfire night on Friday. Did you do anything for it?
No. It's Friday, wasn't it?
Yep, we have established that.
Yep.
Do your time flies joke.
Where I live, it was chaos.
Yeah.
War zone. Yeah, there was just. I've got a video of
Do you still live in the Gaza Strip?
I've a video.
Still live in Dunkin' Donuts.
I got a video of there's these block of flats near me, and there was in the courtyard. I've got the video, you can put it up maybe. And a guy, they're all watching on the balconies, and a guy sets a firework alight, and it goes into the fifth floor.
Shit. Oh, no.
And he shouts up, he's like, "Everyone all right?" And then he just cracks on. But I managed just to film it because I was sending it to my mum, like, "Look, this is like, it's mad round here.
Mum, pick me up."
No, she's like, "What's edgy yeah. like?" I said, "It's a bit chaos."
Do you want to hear my impression of a firework?
Nope.
No, I do, please.
That's good.
That's good. Pretty,
yeah, it's very good.
A little bit of ASMR there.
Yeah. Don't know what that means.
ASM Ryan.
You've never heard of ASMR?
When they whisper into the microphone.
Arsehole Stephen Max Ryan. ASMR.
Nice. Which one was I again?
Anyway.
I think Arsehole Stephen was one. Ryan, did you do anything this weekend?
I've just been working a lot. Just did 12-hour shifts Saturday and Sunday. It was awful.
Nice.
On God's day.
Right. Yeah, it was just so busy. There's is it Disney on Ice is on at the moment in Manchester? And we're just getting flocks of
and
families
of course,
and kids
skates,
and know, Disney playlists.
Dancers.
Just,
Pluto.
Yeah.
Do they do anything?
They all come in.
Yeah.
Come coming, Pluto.
Hey. Joe, looking at me. Brilliant. Oh,
oh yeah.
Any indoor fireworks?
No indoor fireworks. Unfortunately, it's not that exciting, to be honest with you. It's
did Dave work?
He worked during the day on Saturday. Yeah. I I was meant to just be working Sunday morning, but I swapped with him, so I was working the evening as well.
Oh God, and, why?
Regretted it big time.
Yeah, don't do that.
And that was TGI Rota segment there. Love it. Stay tuned for that next week.
Sorry for the jingle.
Joe, your podcast has launched. We plugged it last week. That picture podcast.
Yeah, right.
Picture.
Did you do it in slag off a podcast?
No.
Did you do it in slag off? I knew it was good. You texted me saying we talked about it. And I was like, hey, you could slag off for a while. Was Cam here?
No.
Was Cam's not even here to back it up? If you've not been put off by that, just have a listen.
We promoted it.
Max's one will be out now.
Yeah.
Now?
Max is brilliant.
Oh, Max is brilliant. Speaking about movies, we didn't know that. You pussy.
Should have just got me on the podcast, mate.
Should have replied to an email, mate.
Busy.
Do you know what I mean? He's trying to say Max is brilliant. Oh, is he? We should get him on this podcast, you fucking moron.
Do you want to come on?
Do you know what? He picked up 4 awards the other week, and you're going, Max is brilliant.
You did. Yeah, mate. Oh, right. You were there, mate.
I picked up 3, but I only got 1 trophy.
No, I think you got one that was given to Dave because of Stephen Lies. You got the thickest. I don't remember you getting another one.
I think, did I not get the embarrassing story where...
No, that wasn't an award. Sorry, Joe.
Sorry. Well, I've only got one award. Yeah. But thank you. Yeah, please listen.
That picture podcast.
Thank you.
That PP.
Yeah, that's what you did last week.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, we all are, mate. We all are. Oh, the first episode of... I should have done this before. Of the... Netflix show Stephen Tries Cunning Stunts is out.
Yes,
watch it.
Can't wait.
Oh yeah,
that is amazing.
Link below, just above Joe's podcast. it's about me getting set on fire. Max is in it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Max did one take. Annoyingly for me, because I did about 15 for my intro. it's good though. I got set on fire.
Yeah. Incredible.
I don't want to spoil it. But I'm still alive.
Can you give us any secrets on how you get set on fire?
When you're at your base layer, practically naked in your shorts in a caravan, as I was. And then you get...
Then after pleasing the director.
I'm not taking it in this room, Netflix. And then they cover you in this gel, basically.
Yeah.
But it's soaked in whatever clothes you're wearing. It's just like Under Armour, that sort of very tight layer. That's soaked in this gel that is fire retardant. And then you've got that on, and then you put another layer on, which is basically just the same, but it's not soaked in the gel. And then I had, if you go go-karting, one of those sort of, I can't think what the word is, it's an outfit.
Yeah.
Like racing. Like
Yeah. And then I had a fireman's outfit over that, firefighter's outfit, soz.
Yeah.
And then balaclava on, that was soaked in the gel, and it just covered my face in the gel.
What the hell?
It was a lot.
What about your eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, do you feel heat? That. Was it hot? Right.
Yeah. So when you were on fire, did you have your eyes open?
Yeah. They're actually forced right. open.
So I could see where I was going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, I guess so.
I didn't just walk into the fucking casting crew.
So yeah. Was it warm in there?
It was, well, the gel was freezing cold.
Right.
So it was sort of balanced out with the fire.
Yeah. Amazing.
Sick. Yeah, yeah. So they burnt my arm, my back and my legs.
What if you had like hair? Did they say get rid of your hair?
No, Joe. Because it was covered in five
completely
layers.
Covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apart from his eyes, which were so exposed that, you know, he suddenly burnt.
My eyes have been exposed to worse things, though.
That's so true.
Stand up.
Yeah?
That's a sort of comeback Ryan has. He used to get heckled.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Noted. Sir or madam, I can't see. Someone get my glasses, please. You on stage, mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, watch that. They're either going to be out every month or every 2 weeks. So, please watch it.
Can't wait to watch.
I'm actually going
to
miss it when it's done. Because you've been there.
Series two.
Good fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get a series two.
Hopefully. If people watch it, there'll be a series two.
Plenty and of stunts out there.
It's along the sort of Heights. Lines of sketches as well.
Yeah. On Netflix's YouTube.
Netflix's YouTube channel. Stephen tries cunning stunts.
Go over there. Give it a like, guys. Smash that like button.
Same accent, yeah.
Same accent, yeah. Share it with your friends and family.
Mm. Yeah.
Enough said.
If you don't, then we'll set you on fire.
We've learnt a lot from these trips.
What else have we got? Max, what have you been up to? Do you want me to give you an angle?
Yes, please.
Your video with Robbie Knox has gone out.
Oh, yeah, great.
Very well received.
Watched it.
Great scenes. Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. Don't know why Ryan's clapping, because he's definitely not seen it yet.
Not yet.
Wow.
Have you realised your star power?
I don't know. It's a bit, it's a bit much, isn't it? You know, I'm not used to it.
People are interested. People are intrigued.
Yeah, too intrigued. I appreciate everyone going over there. Thank you.
I bet Robbie does more.
That's exactly what he was like.
Did you swear in it? Are you allowed to swear?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I asked him if I could.
Yeah.
And I did.
What were you up to? What have I done?
What have you done, Stephen?
So, this is going back a while now, but I went to Liverpool match. First ever Champions League match I've watched.
Nice.
Field.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very good fun. I sat in the nicer seats, not in a box, but the nicer seats in the new stand. Very fancy. Good game.
What's the new stand like?
Massive.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Is it?
Very
good. Because I was speaking to someone at City, and their nice new seats, you could actually turn them on and be heated.
I don't know if that is.
Ruins the football atmosphere, I think, in a way.
You want to be freezing.
What atmosphere at City, am I right? Yeah. Fratton Park. Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
My dad.
Lovely.
Because he's taken me to a load of games, so finally I took him to one.
Yeah. Nice.
Good game. And Luis Suarez was there. He used to play for Liverpool.
Well.
He had a shitter.
Did you boo him?
He was having a bad game anyway. I didn't need to get in his head. You know.
What about your dad, though? That's a different story.
I booed my dad, yeah. 90 minutes. Finally you bring me to a game and you do that. Yeah. Dick move.
They did win as well, didn't they? Like,
2-0. Yeah. Thank you, Gary Lineker.
Fuck it.
You trying to fit in with the lads? It's cringe, mate. Yeah.
Save a segment for me, please, Ryan.
Yeah. Speaking of the lads... for the viewers at home, listeners at home, right, there's a Satsuma. we have a sponsor.
Yeah.
It's our good old friends. Where have you been? Beer 52.
Beer 52.
What am I reading here?
Oh, you've read this before.
What's better than 8 free beers? That's right, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
10 beers. The festive season is upon us, and the spirit of giving and charity, Beer 52 are offering their listeners 10 free beers.
Wow.
That's enough to kill a few hamsters. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover the £5.95 postage to claim your free case. What's more, do it before the 17th of December and get two extra beers.
Oh,
wow.
Is that 12 now?
No, I think it's 10. Yeah, yeah. God, you're greedy. Fucking greedy. They send experts around the globe to find the best beer available anywhere. Each month, their members receive a new case. Members have had beer from more than 40 countries across 5 continents.
Wow.
You'll receive
10 free beers.
Ferment Magazine.
Yay!
Correct.
Ferment Magazine.
And you'll also get 2 delicious snacks. Ooh. After redeeming your first case, you'll join the monthly beer club, which is £24 per month. No minimum commitment. Pause or cancel at any time. And that is at www.beer52.com/Stephen. STEPHEN. You know what? That the postage is still the same price.
Love it.
And yet you get 2 extra beers.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Love it. What would your tactic be to kill a hamster with 10 beers?
Right, Joe, let's move past that. It's just a throwaway line, mate.
Would you throw at him?
Bang. No, stop. It's embarrassing. You know, you've done enough harm to animals.
I'm going to kill the hamster.
As we're recording a little bit in advance, I thought it'd be good to predict some news.
Ooh.
Nice.
Any? Do you want to predict some news?
Yeah, I predict that.
Project. One of them. I couldn't say it, mate. You're so stupid.
I did you read a fucking dictionary.
Fuck off.
hey, sorry, that's not nice, is it? No, that's a nasty. Yeah. You're gritting your teeth as you say that.
I predict that one of us four is going to be sick in the next week.
That's not
nice. That's horrible, isn't it?
It's not nice.
I mean, I hope it's you.
Yeah, I do.
What did you put in this water, man?
You'll be Max hinting that he needs a top up there. Put in this empty glass, mate.
Better up.
What if something just went missing?
Ooh. Ooh, do you mean like a big robbery?
Yeah.
Yes.
An art heist.
Yeah. Like the Big Brother chair.
I saw a poster for Planet Earth Live in concert. What's going on there? They had a picture of a sloth on it, not Joe. And I thought, what are they going to do? Like, bring out some penguins with, you know, Madonna headsets on?
Well, it's like,
oh, can we not do some jokes first before you answer it, Ryan? God forbid we have a bit of a laugh before you step in. Hold on, no. I like musicals. I am passionate about theatre and I won't have this. No.
Penguins with headsets, that's nonsensical.
No, I've got a friend in the business who knows what's going on here.
Why are you doing a James Ormond again?
Because you're acting like him.
What were you going to say, Ryan? Sorry.
I was just going to say, I watched Planet Earth yesterday.
I'm
watching it now, bro.
The music is done
going on
by
all around us, mate.
Hans Zimmer, who's a very good composer, which would be why he's touring.
He's dead now.
Like your mum, Zimmer's clam strimmer.
Predicting news.
Oh. Fucking hell, could we have a bit of a laugh?
Hans Zimmer dies, wow. I wonder what music I'll have at his funeral.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Inception one.
He's composed it already.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. If I had that level of skill,
you can do it.
Yeah,
I don't have that skill though.
I think you should do a death max for when you're do it now.
Death max.
Death max.
The only thing that's guaranteed is death and
maxes.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Death of maxes.
Yeah. Would you record mine for me too?
Yeah.
Mate, to get a move on.
It's coming. Oh, shit. Everyone farts after they die anyway.
Apparently so.
You shit yourself, yeah.
Shit myself after this coffee, to be honest.
Thanks for being honest, Ryan.
Honest Ryan, new segment.
Honest Ryan.
Now, I don't like getting political anymore because people moan. Oh, wee.
Boring.
Fucking Tories. However, I signed a petition yesterday. And it was Keep James Corden Out of the Wicked musical.
Oh, really?
Well, no, it's just something I got sent. I thought was quite funny. Mm. There's a petition to stop James Corden from being in, I think it's the film Wicked the Musical.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
about, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. If there's ever a musical, he's involved. Yeah.
Why? Is he a good singer?
I think he can sing, but there's obviously better singers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you go to some sort of Broadway school.
Yeah. Skepta.
Or some sort of school. Yeah, Skepta.
In the Wicked musical.
If he gets... Why not?
I just don't know what bit he'd do.
Do you know what bit
just
James Corden would do?
When I defy... And then Skepta comes in.
Oh, God, this guy. Yeah. He's stepping on your musical toes.
Yeah. Oh,
that's Wicked.
Come at me, mate.
First musical ever saw.
Is it?
Yeah, Wicked.
Do you want to give us a review?
Very good. I liked the ending. It ends sort of going into The Wizard of Oz.
There are characters.
Spoilers.
Will you shut up? Yeah? He's busy trying to talk about a musical which he's passionate about, and you're banging on about spoilers.
Semi-passionate, I don't rate James Corden in musicals.
Have you seen... the worst thing is, have you seen... I think we mentioned it on the podcast that Patrick Stewart's...
Patrick Stewart's bad in it, though.
No one comes out of that looking good.
Yeah.
I think James... I do.
Your little cameo in the background.
Can I throw that out there? Another thing that's going on is Ricky Gervais tweeted the other day, if you're offended by what I say, imagine what I just think. And people are like, oh, this is cringy. And it's a bit sad because I used to be a massive fan of Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
But his recent work, it's not been what I like.
I used to adore the XFM shows.
Yeah.
Anything he did with Stephen Merchant, I've got a lot of time for. Anything on his own.
Well, I like the Golden Globe stuff.
His stand-up is fun.
Yeah. Mm. His earlier ones.
Yeah, the Golden Globe. But I think now he's too sort of... Cancel culture's real and I'm going to fight against it.
Well, my thing is that if your whole point is that you say things that people might find offensive but you don't care, but you keep going on about these people care, you obviously care. So you just got to be like, say it and then just not be asked what people say. That's your whole angle.
And Afterlife Series 2, see, it's just an opportunity for him to cry loads.
Yeah, he loves to cry.
Tell us a joke.
That's it, yeah.
I really like his new stuff, you know? Afterlife, maybe, like, not...
Do you like all the stuff where he's against trans people?
Ooh.
Sort yourself out, Ryan.
Clip that.
Don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I think Derek's brilliant.
I don't like that. I don't know about that.
I need to do some research.
Speaking of Little Turf.
Max's football round.
Yeah, that's right. It's Max's football roundup.
Get him, Max.
Max.
Ryan in space.
Call this Ryan's dad's mouth, because it is Sack Central, baby.
Your dad's mouth, weird.
Yeah, well, it's weird anyway. Whichever way you look at it. Max, two managers have been sacked. The Aston Villa manager and the Norwich manager, Dean Smith and Daniel Farke, because you loved them greatly.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to take over those jobs?
There's a lot of people out there looking for jobs at the moment after COVID.
It's been a tough time.
Imagine
that at the job centre.
Hey. I think that's what he's getting at here. I think that's the joke he's making. Sorry. Let him finish it, Joe.
Well, I'm just saying, there's two perfectly good roles out there now for anyone, maybe put your name forward in the comments.
Yeah.
What do you need to be a manager?
I think you need to have good people skills.
Yeah.
Talk to your team.
Free on the weekends.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got to be free.
And during the week.
You can't have the weekends
these days.
Off.
No, God, no.
You can't have the weekends.
Maybe Sundays off sometimes. Mm,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Church.
Or if you're fortunate, you work at Monday Night Football, maybe you get the weekend off then.
Maybe if you're the manager, you'd just be doing that full time as opposed to having to do two jobs.
Yeah. That's true, actually.
I suppose, yeah. Could do two jobs, though.
I guess
Dunkin'
you could,
Donuts
yeah.
and...
Shut up about Dunkin' Donuts.
It's Dunkin' now.
I don't think they want to be associated with you.
Do you reckon a manager's ever not turned up? Like, other than being ill?
I'm sure they have.
Been some kind of scandal.
As in they forgot?
I think he means that they...
Like, did something, they just went somewhere else instead.
I'm sure they have. There's places where the managers are bigger than the team.
Yeah.
So, no doubt it's happened.
Well, that's a mate. So what, like 12
So if you had to name two people to take over.
Alfred.
Aston Villa and Norwich. No. People
like,
that you
actual
know.
Real yeah, people. Yeah, yeah. Famous people. Beckham. I assume he's not up to much nowadays.
No.
David. Odell Beckham.
The little kid. Maybe little kid. His son.
Brooklyn. Romeo. Yeah.
Brooklyn. Romeo.
And Dennis. Romeo. Both of them.
So they're...
Yeah, both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, yeah. Get them in jobs. Hard graft.
I think a billionaire's son's probably all right for it. Yeah, I don't think he was affected by COVID, Max, like you were saying before.
Yeah, but I think, it's sort of a sad...
I think he was at the Met Gala, if anything.
It's a sad state of affairs where he's sort of coasting on his dad's money.
Yeah.
You know, get out there, do a fucking job, mate.
Yeah.
High-paid job.
Stop fucking coasting, you little prick. True.
Norwich can be nice, though, as well.
Yeah. You have to tell me that, Joe. Live there. The theme tune doesn't quite work, but still... still the same premise.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yes, but it's actually Locky Bloke, as it's Ryan Locke's celebrity gossip. Ryan, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were reportedly seen getting lunch together. Right. What's going on there?
And Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Yeah. From The Price is Right.
Right.
Thank you.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Moving on. If you can tell me to look good, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, boy.
Last week, two people got the location correct. It wasn't me. I've never got it right.
They did a good role, because the week before, didn't you get Canada?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you need to make this
You've
harder.
Got two in a row?
I have.
This could be the hat trick.
Oh, hat trick. Get him.
Man in hot water for running taps non-stop for a year.
Oh.
Japan.
Sweden.
Switzerland.
You've messed up there, right?
You messed up big time. Germany.
Oh, I was going to go, Germany.
Do you know who should get the point whoever's closest?
No, that's not the game.
Ridiculous.
He's got two in a row. That means you get real pride when you get it right. The theme tune is, I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. It's not, get a point if you're near. Grow up.
So, really weird story. A guy in Salzgitter in Germany was running every single tap in his house.
Wow.
He even had the toilet non-stop flushing. What? Don't know how you do that. Insane. He did it so long.
My prune smoothie.
He used up 7 million litres of water.
Wow.
That's too much.
And then, for some reason, the way they caught him was he then, after a year, he put all the plugs in. And started to flood the flat he was living in.
Like Home Alone?
Yeah, maybe
Wet
it was...
Wet bandits?
Yeah, maybe it was that.
Do you mean caught him? Like, was he like...
You're suggesting this is Joe Pesci in Germany.
Was he on the run or something?
No.
The taps were...
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, really
Monday
like
morning
that.
Funny.
The police had to break in and use tear gas to stop him.
God.
Because he was... You know,
but he had goggles on
I
anyway.
I wonder what his thought process was.
Well, he's now in a psychiatric hospital, right, okay. So maybe just sadly...
He just likes water. Illness.
Yeah, maybe because of COVID he couldn't go to Waterworld.
Maybe
he's on a slide.
Yeah.
Maybe he was part of fish.
Yeah,
maybe.
Your mum is.
Did you look at me when you said that?
Yeah, he did.
Why is my mum part of
it? It's Fishy Friday, mum.
Carol into this.
What a great episode of Headline News.
Yeah.
Headline News.
I've got a theme, haven't we? Yeah. Idiot.
I can't believe I didn't get my hat trick.
We got Santan Dave to make a theme tune, and you're busy doing that, mate. Should we have some reliable sauce?
Yeah, my favourite.
Tartar sauce.
This week's reliable sauce is tahini.
Love.
What?
Amazing.
Okay. You were on a ban. Because last week, you said several words.
Yep.
So you put on a four-week ban.
What was it last
week? I didn't realise. Sorry.
Well, I was just shouting it in
mate.
Your face, four-week ban.
I'll get...
You're on a week ban now.
That from now?
Yeah.
Does it include a week I'm not here?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's slag off a podcast.
Yes.
This week's, I have a clip to play.
Oh.
Podcast.
Yeah,
Stephen Fry's
podcast. There you go.
Very good.
It's
well
right.
Worth listening to.
Happy Hour's better.
Hold on, what's that? Max, what was that from?
I literally don't know, mate. That's been fucking doctored.
No, explain yourself.
I can't believe it.
See, what you don't realise, underneath the frame is a gun pointed right at my
Robbie
pain.
Carries, but still... Mm. Die for the podcast.
Wow.
With your last words being, yeah, listen to it.
Things we've been through together.
You can put it right now.
Yeah, I will.
Don't slug off this podcast, by the way.
Happy Hour podcast is shockingly bad. It's actually used as a form of torture in Guantanamo Bay. It's actually sort of saved a lot of lives in that way because a lot of ISIS prisoners have given up a lot of... information because they don't want to listen to any more Jack Mate shit. That was such a stupid thing of me to say. And maybe if you just go into the comments of the walk video of me and Robbie Knox and just say, sort it out, Max, happy hour is shit. and that would sort of go a long way to making me feel a little bit better about the situation.
By the time this comes out, it'll be like 2 weeks later.
Do a flurry of comments in that video.
But yeah, no, do you know, shameful behaviour.
Yeah.
And I do apologise.
If we never brought it up, would you just let it...
I'm not going to lie to you, I forgot. I forgot I said that.
I think Robbie doped him up.
Some food.
Yeah, she got me a bottle of water, like a not a bottle, it was like a carton of water.
Wow.
So they give you a water.
Fucking hell, that's what I asked for. He offered something else and I said, I'll just have a water, please.
Eat some donuts if you want.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks for rectifying that, well done.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our talking point this week. Yeah. This first one was either Googled or written by Max, so get on this. If you could have a second chance at one moment in life, what moment would that be?
When I was like 16, I went for an audition for The Young Apprentice. So it was imagine like that. An apprentice thing, but it was
every
like
week.
An audition.
Donuts! They make donuts! Yeah. Joey's donuts!
But I decided, for some reason, I went out with a friend called Andy, and we, so the night before, we went out for very late, it was like till 3 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I didn't get much sleep, and I went in the same, I went to the audition in the same clothes as I was out the night before in.
You drinking?
I was drinking a lot.
16.
You can get in pretty, some places.
I
in
can
town.
Get in anywhere, mate.
Come with me?
No.
Thing is, you look, you know, sort of young, you know, whereas you look like a 38-year-old manker.
I did. A manker? What's a manker?
Banker.
Oh, banker.
Sort of stumbled on my words there. I didn't realise that you'd pick up on it.
So, are you calling me a wanker?
Yeah.
And so I got through the first stage. The first stage, everyone lined up.
Getting in
up.
The building.
Yeah. Security. The first stage, everyone lined up. You had to go forward 30 seconds to tell people about yourself.
Yeah.
I think I was still a bit drunk and I was quite confident. And then, so they went, right, you're through to the next stage. The second stage was like an interview with someone. Well, before I had the interview, I went and got off berserk. I threw up everywhere. So I got an interview with this woman and I was stinking in the same clothes. My breath was...
Oh.
And I really wish that I could just like do that again.
Yeah.
That could have
poor
been
choices, isn't it?
Yeah. It was poor. I had a great time though.
Right.
God, it's weird to think if things had turned out differently, you could be like a little Alan Sugar.
Or a big Alan Sugar, you know?
Probably bigger than, and I like sugar.
Yeah. Do you like Alan's?
I got an uncle called Alan.
So you'd go on The Young Apprentice or the...
Yeah, I'd do that again.
Yeah.
Not go out the night before and not throw up.
Is this the one that was on CBBC?
Yeah, I think so. It was at the Malmaison. The Radisson. That was where the interviews were.
Mummy, the man on TV scaring me. My name's Joe McGrath.
what's your product on it?
Sick bags. Loads of them. Everywhere you go.
It's a necklace that has a sick bag on it.
It's alcohol for 15-year-olds.
It's a fake idea of me.
Jamal. what about you, Max? What about never smoking?
Never smoking, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
What about you, Ryan?
There's a couple I'm torn between. I think one of them is...
Your mum and dad.
Brilliant, they're a couple. Probably...
Oh, what a fucking diss, because my birth mother and my father aren't a couple anymore.
Wow.
And mine aren't either. I'd probably go back to when we were in IB for the first time and just buy them Avicii tickets.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
When you say buy them Avicii tickets, you mean your parents?
Because he's dead now.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
You moron.
They were like €85 and we were like, oh, no, should we? We were having an R in. Yeah. Didn't do it. Six months later, dead.
Sadly dead, yeah.
Really?
Oh. So, should have done that. This but another one, my first audition was for London Dungeons and they rejected me. They said
what part did you have to play?
They were worried about my voice not lasting enough. Like they do something like 30 shows a day.
So they were worried that my voice wouldn't last, which is, you know, at the time.
Do you reckon that could have got you further in life if you'd done that?
No, I don't think so.
Just the experience.
You've got to start from somewhere, though, haven't you?
Yeah, this is it.
That's so true.
This is it. But, you know, I kind of want to do it again just so I can get the job and then
Ryan,
reject it.
So you what? Oh. So sort of like you had a crush on someone for ages and then they didn't like you. Now you want to get with them just to dump them.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Has any of your crushes ever made you perform in bed?
Sorry, say that again.
Ages.
Sorry, what?
Have you ever done role plays?
I think we've got into this before.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
No?
No.
Okay, well...
Have you done acting in bed?
No, you've, what? You've
not,
done
not
that
acting.
Outside of the podcast.
Like what?
I've dressed up before.
As someone from the London Dungeon.
Should we move on?
Captain Hook.
I'm like Captain Cuck.
Yeah.
Mum, what are you banging him for? You said you could bring Dad to the bedroom. Sorry, Ryan.
It's your throat won't last, boy. 29
just
more times.
Down and apologise there.
I just feel...
Everyone's mum's getting it.
Yeah. God, it's so true. What about yours?
I worried a lot when I was a kid. Mm. I just would have realised, you know, does it fucking
chill
matter?
Out.
Yeah. It's chill. Year 4 art. Your teacher's dead now, anyway. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
No, B-I-H.
Bitch something. I don't know.
Burning hell.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. She's probably got my paper mache stuff in there. Feeling the fire. Yeah, just stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I feel like I had a shelter
life
because of myself.
But, you know, if you didn't go through that, would you be who you are today?
Oh, exactly.
Maybe I'd be better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe.
Yes, mate.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. You could be Joe.
God, yeah, so true.
Wow, what are you doing?
Four.
Get your bloody finger away. Joe, would you take a car, please?
Is it a deal breaker if your partner can't cook?
No.
No.
No. Becky can cook, like, the good things, like a cottage pie.
Yeah. You fuck a cottage pie.
Go on, Joe.
Fuck a cottage pie.
No. Especially not a hot one.
Yeah.
No.
Bernie Mince. Yeah. Great character.
Especially that cut as well.
Maybe later. But if it goes... If it's a bit...
Sorry.
No. I was just saying, especially with that cut on your penis as well.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want gravy in there.
You probably have, haven't you?
I've never put gravy in there.
Chocolate mousse. Have you? What are we up to? Oh, cooking.
Cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice thing. But then you can learn to cook together.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Who's the better cook right now, you or Zoe?
Zoe.
Yeah.
I'm a very, very average cook. I overcook things because I'm always like, oh, I'd rather it be.
Yeah, yeah.
Overdone.
Well, I'm exactly the same.
Underdone.
Yeah. I like playing it risky me.
Yeah. Oh. My halloumi is very dry. Very dry.
There's no other way to.
You can't.
That,
yeah.
What's
also,
the family.
Also, you can't overcook halloumi. You can't get salmonella.
Yeah, I know.
Undercooked halloumi.
I know. But I would rather it was like, you know.
Kind of if it was
half of what it did.
Just
dry and crispy.
Dry and crispy. Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to cook?
Roast dinner.
Yeah, that's your favourite thing to. Is that a Sunday thing or is it?
It was at one point, and then it just became, if I can buy a chicken, I'll make a roast chicken. There's some great recipes out there. Yeah. Shove a lemon in it.
Yeah, delicious.
And then when you eat it, it's got that sort of citrusy
lemony
taste to
chicken.
It.
Did you ever get that from the Chinese lemon chicken?
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Oh, I used to love that. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't. You might like it.
I might do. I love a Chinese.
Should we get one after? Happy season?
Nope. What about you, Ryan? Favourite thing to make?
I mean, I actually really enjoy just stir fries. I know they're dead easy.
Yeah, stir fries, they're good.
Just seasonings and, you know, different veggies. I quite enjoy, like, just chopping veg. Do you know what I mean? Like, just chopping veg.
Work in a factory, mate.
Maybe.
Chopping veg factory. Yeah. Here's one for stir fries. Cashew nuts. Do you like that?
Yeah, that's fun.
By yourself?
So at the weekend, Zoe and myself tried to make chocolate apples, you know, because that's what you get. Halloween times, bonfire, I don't know. And we melted the chocolate, did all that, and then the apple just, we put it on and it wouldn't set for ages. So I put it in the freezer and then I had to wait a whole day for it to actually set. And then I went to bite it. Well, it was Zoe's, and she was going, "I can't bite it. Like, it's too hard." So I was like, "Oh, give it here." And then I completely forgot the apple would be frozen too. So it was disgusting. And then I was trying to just bite the chocolate off it, and I slipped, and I'd put a fork into it just so you can hold it. I cut my lip on it, and I just said, "Oh, let's bin it."
The dangers of cooking, man.
That's it,
dangers
mate.
Of cooking.
So, guys, just don't do that at home, yeah. Learn from my mistakes. Yeah. Stupid pissing apples. I like fajitas.
I love fajitas.
Yeah, but you don't have to one-up me, do you, Jack?
I fucking adore them, man.
Right, I like them. I've got one down my kicks.
At that point, you'd have to go...
Enchoed larders. Oh, come on, it's Joe's cock. Oh, yeah. Why is that disgusting? Mm. Yeah. Let's answer that. Because it's attached to you.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone proposed to their partner at your wedding and you didn't know it was going to happen, would you be upset or happy for them?
Yeah, I'd definitely make a comment.
Cunt. There's so many other days you could do it. Yeah. Why do it now?
Name five.
Valentine's Day.
Boring.
Pancake Day.
Do what? Nice.
Wednesdays. Shrove Tuesday.
That's Pancake Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to the fourth of it. Pancake Day.
I wouldn't be that bothered. I would want them to let me know before.
Well, they've not.
Surprise attack.
Okay, then yes. All right, fair enough.
What about if they did that thing where they she catches the bouquet of flowers and then, you know, turn around and then he's there on one knee?
I just say, fuck off, you two. Yeah. Go home. No one gives a shit. It's our day.
Yeah.
Here's Mambo number five.
If someone came up to you, though, and went, I'm going to propose at your wedding. Is that all right? What would you say?
I feel a bit harsh with it being Max. Can we do Ryan?
Ryan came up to you.
Wow. I'll go, can I see the ring, please?
Fuck off.
My savings gone.
I mean, it were gone anyway.
Yeah.
But the audacity to do that.
Yeah, it's just insane.
Swallow it.
That's fair.
Swallow it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're safe.
So I'll have to rummage through your shit. Yeah. Wait there. Just got to...
Is that how you do it?
You put gloves on.
Strong fingers.
Yeah. No marigolds.
I'd just say, general rule, you don't do that. You don't wear white if you go to a wedding, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, just a dickhead move, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah. You can get swept up in the romance and the love, thinking, "Oh, I want that." But to have the ring there, you've already.
Yeah, exactly.
Evil.
Somebody else's day.
Leave it to them.
Yeah.
It's like trumping. If someone's got big news, you know, you go out for a meal, and it's like I'm pregnant, and then somebody else goes, "Yeah, well, I did 9/11." You know, yeah.
That would be incredible. That, to be fair, if somebody said that.
Yeah. I don't know which one was worse there. Probably mine.
I only heard that one. What did you say?
My dad's dead.
Oh God, maybe.
Why are you up from here? You know. I'm confused by you, Joe. There's never a more romantic moment than when your dad's dead and someone's pregnant.
At TGI's, and you're going to serve us.
Sorry? What do you mean?
You know, listen.
The meal at TGI's.
Oh, right.
It's Joe.
Yeah.
It's Osama bin Laden. Yeah. That classic, you know, duo. Oh, and then I guess the third person who's got the news originally.
Yeah.
God.
Peter Sutcliffe. Strange group of friends, you know. I'm not sure about you.
Sort yourself out, Joe.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
So, I am detective for Stephen Lies.
Wow.
And this week we have what looks like a big onion.
It does, yeah.
What is it, please?
It is a humidifier sort of thing. You put liquid in it and it makes a smoke come out.
Nice.
It smells delicious.
What is that flavour? What's the scent?
Depends. The one I've got at home is vanilla.
What's in here?
Nothing at the moment.
Oh,
but if you can open it, though.
Mm. It's an oil diffuser.
Diffuser.
Yeah.
Okay. Max.
Hello.
Explain how this is yours, please.
So I've got a lot of things like this in my room. I've got, you know, the ones where you put like the Glade spray in?
Nice.
Yeah, so because I like having a nice smell in room. And my girlfriend sort of likes it as well. The issue with this one, which I didn't know when I originally bought it, is that steam comes out of it.
Rah.
So it I think it sort of it doesn't boil the oil, but it heats it up to, I guess it does boil it.
Yeah.
A bit of fun. But I had it next to my desk, which is right next to my computer. So I stopped using it.
Nice.
Because I can't have, I don't want moisture in the room where that beast's in. But yeah. I got it because I was sort of trumping a lot.
Where did you get it from? Max, where'd you get it from?
Have you been to the Arndale recently?
No.
Okay, well, in the Arndale...
Oil diffuser shop.
You could say anything there.
Yeah, well...
It's an oil diffuser shop.
Okay, I don't know why you know that. There's...
Do you not watch The Mank?
I'm here
on Market Street interviewing people about the new oil diffuser shop.
Do you remember the thing that Tony used to work? I don't know how to explain.
Oh, yeah.
They're like outside shops.
The stalls.
Yeah, the stalls. And there's one that sells them.
Oh, okay.
So I bought one from there. Type in oil diffuser Arndale.
Where's the plug for it?
It's battery operated.
The whole there for it, though.
Yeah.
You plugged in. Is the batteries good?
I've got no idea, mate. Probably unscrew it or something.
Yeah. You want to let me know where those batteries go? Good. A bit of a power. Should be a plug with it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why is this yours?
This is my girlfriend's oil diffuser, which I broke by putting Yazoo in it.
Put Yazoo in it.
You've got different waters, and then you put your flavour in. And then one day I thought, I wonder if it would be good with Ribena, and it was. And then one day I thought, would it be good with Yazoo?
And Joe, why are you putting drinks in this?
Because what happens is it does boil it up, and then steamy bits come out. It smells nice.
Steamy bits.
I like season soon. I like Ribena. Love Ribena. Probably my favourite of the drinks.
Well,
Put it in, and it smelled like Ribena. And then one day, I think we were having a bit of a laugh of it. I put chocolate Yazoo in it, and then because I thought, will it bubble it up and make it smell like chocolate milk? No. And Becky doesn't use it anymore because once you do put anything in, she says there is a weird smell of milk, like you know, like a bit rotten milk.
Yeah. Where'd you get it from?
Amazon.
Yeah, it looks like an Amazon thing.
It
does.
Runs off batteries.
Does it light up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's got light there. So what colour do you used to go for?
Pink. So pink. Really nice.
Yeah, for your Ribena as well.
Yeah.
Very good. Ryan, why is this Joe's?
No, it's mine. Recently bought it off Amazon. Only used it a couple of times.
Recently, because there's dog hairs in this.
I see the dog hairs. My belly. Dog hairs in this.
It looks like a dog hair.
It's not dog hair.
Yeah.
Is it dog hair? Could be your zoo hair.
Your zoo hair. I am leaning towards Joe.
I don't think they're dog hairs.
Okay, well, based on what you've said, it could be Max, but I don't know, because you said it was battery operated.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to go with Joe.
Yeah, correct. Well, I'm surprised it's dog hairs, because it broke before we got Buck, so I don't know.
Anyway,
well done, Stephen.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Viewers, embarrassing stories.
Yes.
Oh, this one's a bit... You'll wince at it, but... Okay. I don't know if I should.
No. Just read it and leave it anonymous.
Well, no, he's put his name in it. My name's Tom. I don't care about being anonymous. One time during intercourse with my ex-girlfriend, I clearly got a bit too excited and went in without hesitation, which ultimately... caused me to rip / snap the underside of my pee-pee.
Oh.
There was a lot of blood, so much it caused me to go a bit delirious, to which I decided to just sort of waddle to the bathroom, leaving a trail through the house. I just ended up turning one of her period pads into a sort of cock sling and sat on my windowsill smoking a cigarette, wearing nothing and contemplating whether I'll ever have sex again. The cherry on the cake was I was advised by medical professionals to not use it again for a few weeks, and I gave it about 6 days before thinking, sod it, it'll be fine.
No.
Ultimately, it was not fine, and it happened again. To this day, it still causes me a lot of discomfort, and I generally don't feel like using the fella.
He snapped his banjo.
That's the medical term.
You snapped your banjo, Ryan?
No.
Never? Captain Hook did.
Never.
It's got such a playful name, hasn't it?
Banjo?
The banjo.
Your banjo string.
I don't know if that's the medical term, you know.
Was it not?
A bit like something else that you've said in the past.
Or like a Feltrum or something like that.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Does that make you wince when you hear it?
I felt sad at the end as well.
It's quite a common thing, isn't it? Slapping your banjo.
Tom shouldn't have used it again after 6 days.
Yeah.
Got to let it heal. You horny bugger.
That's so true.
Well, literally, maybe.
I think my worry is like if that was to happen, and you, what if you just got like a boner just a week into it? Would that hurt?
I think it's
probably
more
would.
Friction of skin going up.
Would it not still hurt though?
It'd hurt.
Not happened to me.
Right.
But you know, it wouldn't. God. It's a shame that I feel bad for him at the end, where he said he doesn't feel like doing it anymore.
Can you get a banjo realignment sort of thing? Get it reattached.
If you were to die, would you if you knew you were going to die, would you give permission to do like a banjo string sort of donor?
Sure.
Be a donor for banjo string.
To Ryan's mum.
So you could have someone else's banjo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd have George Formby's with me Blackpool sticker up. Great reference there for the fans. They love that.
Love it.
He was a fucking horn dog.
Anyone who was in Blackpool in the 1950s is loving this.
Oh gosh.
Did you ever remember the first time you pulled down your foreskin and saw the rest of your penis? I got a fright.
Yeah.
I had to probably give it a wash.
Yeah. Good. What do you mean used to?
You gotta
wash your penis.
I do wash your penis, gotta pull it back.
Sorry to listeners, I don't know why I went down that route. Speaking of which, let's have Telemax.
Yeah. Telemax, get him, Max.
Shut up, I'm trying to watch the TV.
Nice, yeah, that can only mean it's Telemax time.
Yeah. Well, Telemax.
Down it, Ryan.
I bloody will. What's this?
Wow.
So underwhelming. It's still a bit, you're going back. Sorry, Max. it's a hard act to follow now.
Stop drinking.
Supping your cup.
You dribbled some on the table there.
Sorry, mate.
Carry on. Sorry.
Carry on, sorry. Great new film.
Brilliant.
Wow, what incredible scenes this week. I was asked to host be on a TV show about pods, you know, and obviously I'm on one.
So. Yeah?
Here we go. Fuck, it feels good to be an athlete. My pecs swaying in the breeze, my glutes looking freaking nasty in these tight shorts, and my biceps looking ready to pop like it's 1999. My mum says my body is peak. Yeah, peak fitness, baby. What up, Gymshark rep? Would I mind being in a pod? Sure thing. Not like I'm not already in 104th best in Britain, lol. Oh, 158th. Okay, get me on a new one, please. Yeah, I'll be there soon.
1 minute later.
Yo, I'm here. Where is everyone?
I am Pod, the personal overhaul device. Who are you?
It's Max Lowe, the Gymshark athlete.
Doesn't sound very glamorous.
Get fucked, tin can. These glutes are pure glamour, baby. The insides of my shorts are like an Oscar after party.
I don't want to hear about your white bits.
Oh, satire. Oscar's so white, am I right, guys? Lol. So why did the Gymshark guys want me here, then? Can't see a podcast going on, lol.
I asked the general public if they would snog, marry, or avoid you. What do you think they said?
Probably all three in that order, laugh my ass off. What's he saying?
Don't want to clap that.
Get fucked. Can't believe little desperate Dan there doesn't want to play on these glutes. I'm an athlete. I'm pure sexy. What do you think, Pod?
Pod computes you do in fact look extremely pretty.
Well, thanks, Pod. You ain't too bad yourself. God, I feel like this is all happening too quickly. My glutes are quivering.
Could you do Pod a favour?
Oh God, Pod. Anything.
Let me see them.
Gladly, Pod. Wait a minute, Pod. What's this cable attached to you? Where does it go? Through these curtains.
Oh God, is that the Wizard of Oz? Who's behind here?
Hello! Looking semi-sexy there, I like it.
No!
Wow. Joe, you scumbag.
I was controlling you the whole time.
Yeah, just want to see my little glutes, didn't you?
You're naughty, yeah. Joe.
Quivering
did you
in
get it all out?
Yeah, I guess
you'd
so.
You'd know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I saw it all. Saw it all.
Yeah, a little chub on.
I love the studio audience, though.
Yeah.
With you all the time.
Well, they're having to laugh because you say lol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's more of an instruction. Yeah. Lol, just kind
of fucking lol, man. Lol, I actually don't want to be around Joe anymore.
No, I don't blame it, neither of us.
Is that why you've been off without the podcast?
Hey, what do you expect? You tricked him into flashing his buttocks. You creep.
Yeah.
Hot
Max, you need to get away from him. I'm sorry that you had to...
I thought we're facing it.
That's too far, isn't it? Disgusting, Joe.
Hi. Hi. Oh, guys.
Strippers here.
Hello. Hello.
Remember me?
Vaguely. Really?
Yeah, you do. Number one character on the podcast.
Wrong voice.
Fuck it, I've had fucking hard times.
Right. What's your name,
fucking
sorry?
Fucking hard times.
Right.
Everything's been fucking taken from me.
Sorry, right. Who are you?
You don't fucking know.
No.
Only fucking Phil M.
Phil M.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah, I do.
The rock steadiest fucking writer of movies in Manchester.
Yeah.
What do you want, Phil?
What do I want? I want my fucking podcast back.
It's never yours.
This isn't your podcast.
No, not this shit.
Hey.
I had my own movie podcast, podcast.
All right.
And some fucking cunt comes along and takes my fucking idea.
Oh, Joe.
Don't put the finger at me.
That Pictures podcast.
Yeah.
Shit name.
Yeah, fucking shit. That film podcast. You know what you're getting.
Shit name, mate. Yeah. Have you got an 8-minute video and that's what you name it, you dunce?
God.
The Cinemen.
Hold on, I thought you were coming out of the Cinemen. Where the fuck were you?
I'm not going to attach myself to that.
Well, where did you come from?
Joe, what we said, we feel bad for Adam Brown.
Yeah, fucking AB.
Because he's had to put himself with YouTube dunces.
Listen.
Cameron used to be an intellectual.
What do you want from me then?
I want everything back that you took. You took the fucking shirt off me back, you cunt.
I didn't.
Why do you think I'm topless?
I'm going to show off your figure.
Yeah?
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
I've been told I've got the figure of an athlete.
Yeah.
Which one?
The foot. Stop laughing.
Sorry.
I'm in pain.
You look it.
Come on here.
What's hurting?
My back from holding up the film podcast society on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that's just your podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. It is my podcast, yeah. It was me and my friend Bernadette.
What's happened to Bernadette?
Died in a car crash. Oh,
sorry to hear that.
Jesus.
I texted him and said, Joe stole it.
Bernadette.
Yeah, fucking Bernie. Bernie Det.
Bernie Det.
Oh, he's in debt now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, the funeral cost $30,000.
Did you get some sort of act to turn up?
No, we had to get loads of little coffins for all the body parts.
Right.
Well,
they wouldn't put it in one, so I had about 50 coffins.
What sort of undertaker wouldn't put it in one?
Yeah.
Fucking, I had to get 50 undertakers.
50 undertakers.
Sounds excessive.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would cost
more. Like you've really wasted your money.
Yeah.
Not my money, his son's. His 5-year-old son. He's in debt.
Oh,
Jesus.
Fucking Gary Det.
Right.
He's a kid, Gary, these days.
Fucking Bernie. Gary.
Tough, innit?
He's dead now.
Yeah, right. Established
so I texted him, I said, Joe stole the idea of our podcast.
Yeah. Surely he'd reply, who's Joe?
It did.
Yeah.
And he didn't message back after that.
That's rude, isn't it? That's rude.
Very
that
rude.
Is rude.
Who does that?
It's so I cut the brakes on his car.
Right.
Because he didn't message me back.
Right. Is this why you spent so much on the funeral?
You've come here topless to tell us you killed your business partner.
I'm topless because you stole the shirt from me back. Have you never heard that common phrase?
We're back to that now.
Right? Yeah. Back to that, yeah.
Joe, you must feel some guilt.
No, none at all.
Fucking guilty boy.
None at all.
You've stolen a podcast.
No, I've not.
Yes, you have.
I didn't know yours existed.
It's been on there.
Yeah, true. You lasted 2 seconds on the last time.
Hey. Nothing wrong with that.
So what do you want me to do now? Do you want to apologise?
Don't look to me.
Why are you looking at me like you need me? You want me to apologise? You want to apologise?
I'm the one that came all the way from Kentucky, America.
There's a man grieving here.
Phil M.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for stealing an idea of your podcast. Would you want to come on the show with a top on?
I'll do it with no top.
No deal.
No top.
No deal. I'm not doing
no deal?
It.
Why no deal?
You owe this man a lot.
Yeah,
You've stolen his life.
You owe me a shirt.
He killed his best mate.
It wasn't my best mate. I fucking hated him. Right. He stole my wife and my son.
You can't do a podcast with people you hate. I've found that.
Well, at least cover the nipples.
Why are you telling me what to do?
For the audio listeners, Phil M's got no top on.
What? Oh, can you not have any more tits in the podcast?
Is that me, yeah?
Oh, sorry. No, you're
Get your head out your ass. Yeah?
Okay, I'm sorry. What do
you... I think you should change the name of your podcast.
To that Phil M podcast.
There you go.
Deal.
Okay.
Go on, do it then.
Okay. What do you mean, do it?
Well, that's what you need
to do. You've got to do it. Do it now.
I can't. I've all got my phone with me. Can't
only slightly,
change the name
it's only
of your
slightly
podcast.
Worse than what you currently have.
Phil M podcast.
Okay, I've got to be the next guest on your show.
Deal.
I think that's... You're actually going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Promise you will.
Promise.
You didn't have anything crossed.
No, I don't know why I would.
I might watch it this week.
Watching him. Yeah.
Just joking. Just a little joke.
I'm glad we've come to a... I'm going to go now.
So people will actually get to see Phil M on that podcast, yeah?
Yeah. Christmas special.
No. He said next week.
Next week.
Right, okay, deal.
There we go.
What are you doing Friday?
Good stuff. There you go, Phil.
I've got to go pick up Gary.
Send him a love.
Bit weird to do to a child, a little 5-year-old boy.
How is it? Oh...
Weird that. I forget I said
fucking
weird that,
mate.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Pedo Ryan.
It's a bit weird.
Pedo Ryan, new segment.
Fuck, man. can't help but think that I was right to cut him off.
Yeah.
Back when I did.
What a crazy 10 minutes that was.
Well, you've got to have a whole half an hour with him at the
moment. No. Well, we might cut it short.
Yeah. Guys, it's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ooh.
It is a showdown.
Ooh.
I wish it was a Joe's showdown, you know, down the fucking drain. It is Ryan's crying versus Joe's woes.
Ooh. Ready for it.
I'm excited for that.
Let's have a look. Not on aeroplane mode. Sorry, everyone.
Ryan, you are the defending champion. Would you like to go first?
Absolutely. Okay, I will start with... Oh, that's right, it's last week.
This point's taken off him.
Shut up. Me and Max are adjudicating this.
People that wear headphones in their ears when they're talking...
That's a shit one.
I've got AirPods.
Oh, I can't wait
and
for this.
It doesn't mean you're playing anything.
Yeah, but it's just, it's like, I don't know, maybe I see it as like a closed door.
It's not there, because you can talk whilst they're in.
Also, are you starting this conversation?
No, like if I say I'm talking to you and you've got your AirPods in or whatever.
Yeah, but like, am I sitting there having a good time listening to my music and then you've just started talking?
No.
So I mean,
because sometimes people just—I don't know. You see people walking down the street, and they are
and
talking
you just talk to
someone, and they've got their pods in. And
I remember one time we were filming the drug dealer one at Christmas.
Yeah,
there's a guy walking from about 50 yards away, really loudly talking. I thought, oh god, a mental case is coming.
Yeah,
and then as he got closer, I realised he was having a conversation with his headphones in. I get you there, Ryan. I get you.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to speak to someone, I've got headphones.
I don't think that's what you meant, though. That's not what you meant, though, is it?
No. You're giving him credit for something he doesn't deserve here.
Stephen just said at the end there, where if he's speaking to someone, he'll take.
Yeah, because I do get what you mean. I don't feel like I should have to. What if there's earwax on it? Then?
Yeah.
I suppose. But, you know, I just
Why should I have to change myself for what other people want?
Yeah, but if we were having a conversation, you would do AirPods in, I'd just be thinking, you know, are you actually listening to what I'm saying?
But if I'm having a conversation...
He's singing Mika Grace Kelly as he's...
Surely if I'm responding to what you're saying...
Mm.
Okay, Joe.
Go on, Joe.
Why are Hoovers so loud?
Okay. Ryan, what's your next one?
The smell of bleach... It's awful.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
It's not bad.
But if it kills bacteria, you have to have the side effect of it smelling bad.
You're right. You are.
And also,
are right.
It's also good because you don't want to. You smell it before you touch it, so you know not to touch
so
it.
True.
This is very true. Yeah.
If you were going to drink toilet water, but then you smell the bleach, you'd go, no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good point.
Mm.
Right.
Still an awful smell.
What did they do before door handles?
Okay, I think this is good. Go on, Joe.
Just like, what happened before then?
Do you think the door handle came with the door?
I thought they kind of, yeah, they must have been struggling for a while.
Yeah, it's sort of like saying, what did they do with cars before they had, like, wheels?
God. That's my next one. I just don't know what they would have done. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, heavy pushing.
Maybe it's like saloon doors in the Westerns.
Oh, right.
I didn't have door handles.
Shit, yeah.
I'm just picturing a car dealership. I'd love this Jaguar, but have you got any wheels? What the fuck are wheels, man?
No, you make good points. The saloon ones is true. So did everyone's like front house had like saloon doors?
I don't know. I wasn't around in that time.
Famously, question. It's my question.
No doors.
Yeah. Also, people lived in caves.
Yeah,
there was no doors on them.
Yeah, what they have done then? But if the door handle was about, then they would have got the idea.
I think there would have been a door. It would have been blocking the entrance without a handle, but it wouldn't have shut fully. You
know, yeah.
Be, right. Just like cloths. You know what I mean? Like,
don't join him, Ryan.
Right.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Max, sorry. I believe it was 1-0 to Ryan before that because of the shit.
I'm a big fan of the door handles.
1-1. Is this the final one?
Yeah.
Final one. Is it? Oh, fuck. Right.
Harder go home.
Dentist waiting rooms.
What about them?
Specifically the dentist. Just a very awful act. I feel like I'm alone when it's the dentist waiting room. Mm. Like when it's in the doctors, you know, you're surrounded by other ill people as well.
Yeah.
But something about the dentist, I feel like I am waiting. But like it's...
Yeah. There's a sense of camaraderie in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Because everyone's sick, whereas in a dentist's, it's just you.
I've not been to the dentist in 10 years.
I can smell.
Wow.
I think I'm with you there, Ryan.
Yeah, it's... I think especially when you're waiting for a checkup.
Shit magazines, rubbish TV.
No, you bring someone with you, Ryan.
Overs allowed.
Before door handles.
Overs allowed, aren't
they? Oh, I don't like dentists.
I'd rather listen to a fucking Hoover than your podcast, mate.
Dan Pitcher's podcast. Yeah? Download it now, subscribe.
Oh, do you eat nachos in cinema? I do. What about Tango Ice Blast? They're fun. Oh, I don't like it. I get red, I get blue. Oh, yeah.
You must have listened.
Fucking hell. I saw a clip and it was boring.
We're in a podcast now where he says this is your podcast and he says he's bored in dentist waiting rooms.
I'm with him though. It's relatable.
Yeah.
I'm not actually been.
I'm with you.
It's not relatable.
Yeah. I've not been to a dentist office for a long time.
Boring.
Go to the dentist.
Can't.
I haven't been for a while.
I haven't been in a couple of years.
So none of us have been for a while.
No.
So none of us have been.
But when I did,
what you're going through.
I hate the experience of being there because I feel alone.
James O'Brien, LBC. Shut up.
I like the loneliness and the dogs.
The fact that you're pointing and shouting shows you're really under the cosh here. Great podcast, better than that Pitcher's podcast.
Struggling.
I know. We can all see.
What's the next one, Joe?
You said that.
Goldfish.
Fuck off. Right, well done, Ryan.
What do you mean? Hey!
Hey!
Points deducted.
Points deducted for knocking water,
for
man.
Can't speak!
You hear that, mate? It's going to even get a sentence.
What about Goldfish?
Go on. Champion. Just feel sorry for him.
Joe, could you grab those T-shirts, please?
Okay. What do we do with these?
Well, you'll find out. If you just put them on the desk, please, Joe. So for listeners, Joe has a big pile of T-shirts.
What about us?
Yeah. Joe.
Yes.
It is now time for another world record attempt.
Yay.
You had a great go last time. I've been looking for the nichest world records that I believe are breakable.
Yep.
This one involves the most T-shirts put on in a minute whilst reciting the Happy Birthday song.
How many was it?
I believe 8 would probably win it.
I mean, perfect.
It's quite quick.
Okay.
You got to get through the song as well.
Am I singing Happy Birthday too?
Anyone, it could be
Andrew.
Joe.
Should I get a timer?
Go for Andrew, go for Joe.
Here we go.
Wait.
Yeah, get the minute ready.
Ready?
Wait, no, let me just organise these right.
No. 3, 2, 1,
happy
go.
Happy birthday to you.
Louder.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve. Happy birthday to you.
Joe, you need to speed up if you're going to break the record.
Happy birthday to you. Can someone get this one?
No, it's a one-person task, Joe. Max.
Happy birthday, dear Steve.
I'm not a fan of the name Steve.
Who's Steve?
Joe, you are really off the pace here. Get it on. That's it.
Time's ticking.
Happy birthday to you. What time are we?
Quicker.
To Steve.
Coming up to 25 seconds.
Steve. Happy birthday to Steve. Happy birthday to
That's
Steve.
It. Now you've got it.
Happy birthday.
You've got to pull them down.
Steve. Happy birthday.
Joe, you've got to pull it down.
Steve. 15 seconds.
You've not pulled it down. It's around your chest.
Close.
Happy birthday to Steve.
20 seconds left.
Happy birthday to Steve. Happy birthday to Steve.
9. Quick.
To Steve. Happy birthday to Steve. Happy birthday to Steve.
The one on my chest.
Happy birthday.
2.
2.
1.
Steve.
Well done, Joe.
Was that 8?
Yeah.
That was very quick.
Well done.
What do I win?
Respect. You've got 1% respect from me. Although that Pidgeys podcast, sure. Terrible name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lost your respect.
That respect.
Let's put it to the max.
Put it to
to the max.
Put it to the max. Hi, Stephen. This is a put it to the max, and it's happening right now.
Oh, wow.
Live?
I'm 17, and I met this girl in town and got her Instagram. She added me back, and she's 21.
21.
Ooh. We've been talking for a couple of days, but she hasn't asked me for my age. Should I tell her I'm 17, or maybe just let it slide and her think I'm older?
Ah, you've got to tell her.
No. Jesus.
I mean, he's 17.
Yeah.
He likes her. She likes him. It's legal. It's just you're not used to that.
She's going
to
be cancelled so hard online.
Not really.
Yeah. If it was the other way around, you'd say the lad has to know if the girl was 17. So I feel like, you know, equality. It should be the other way around.
But is he's 18 to 22? Is that bad?
I feel bad for her.
Be honest. Start the relationship honestly.
Obviously, honesty is the best.
He's the best.
I was just playing devil's advocate here because it's legal.
Yeah,
and if she likes him,
yeah. The older they get, the more like
acceptable
it gets. Yeah. But right now, maybe because you're 17, just let her know that you can't.
Just because 17 is a tricky age. 16,
also,
very tricky.
Yeah,
especially if she doesn't know.
She's met you at a club. If you've met her in town, she might have thought you're 18 because you've got to be 18 to get in.
The longer it goes on, the worse it gets when she finds out.
Plus, as well, you don't know about her. There's if she finds out, she'll be furious.
Furious. Yeah.
Because also, if this is like a long-term thing, she'll go, when's your birthday?
Yeah.
Imagine if you were with someone and they went, oh, actually, I'm this age. You'd be like,
bleh. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell her.
You're 40 fucking two.
Rah.
I'm 87 years old.
She said you were 60.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I'd say.
Tell her.
Absolutely. Tell her, be honest with her. Yeah. And then if she gets more excited by that, run.
Yeah.
Run. If she goes, what? We were 15? Gross. Then, Henry, be honest with her.
Yeah, sort yourself out, Henry.
You know, and that's why you've come to us, the masters here, because you know the policy.
Also, it could be considered a crime.
I hate the thought of going out to clubs now and, you know, meeting up with someone, because, you know, what am I, 26? And 18-year-olds can go, and it's just, ugh.
Yeah,
especially in St. Helens when they're, you know, 12 on the mum's ID. Anyway. It's the final question. Again, this is one that was either Googled or found by Max. Would you rather have to use... I'll read it as it's written. Would you rather have to use it eat a cactus or use it as a dildo?
Say it again.
Oh, wait.
Would you rather have to use it eat a cactus or use it as a dildo?
Nice.
I don't know. It doesn't even make sense. I was I got it wrong.
Looks like you're wanking there, buddy.
Is there a problem with that? Yeah.
Yeah, on a podcast, maybe.
Why?
You start wanking on a podcast.
What's wrong with it?
Where would we look?
Have to look anywhere.
What would you do if Adam Brown just started whipping his cock out? And
would you rather have to eat a cactus or use it as a dildo?
Eat it.
Yeah. Shoving a cactus.
Can I?
I don't know.
Do I have to just eat it raw?
I think you have to eat it raw.
Like, straight up.
When I was in New York, I was having some sort of tacos, and there's like cacti yogurt, and Lawrence, who I was with, was saying, oh, it actually tastes really nice. I was like, it tastes like cactus puree.
Tequila is cactus.
Is it?
Agave,
Made from cactus,
yeah.
Where did they put the spikes?
I don't know. The thing is that it's hard to stomach those bricks. I don't mean that Pidgeys broadcast. This is great publicity. I keep naming it. Yeah. I wish I had named it. It'd be something decent.
Yeah.
So bad. You might as well cling film, you know. That's better.
Yeah, because you're clinging on to Adam Brown.
Ooh, please get me back in a radio studio, please. Please.
Can you talk about me down at Radio X?
Will you write a reference for me, please? Can you borrow a good word to Chris Miles, please?
No.
What's Nick Grimshaw like?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, this is it.
Me.
Yeah, fuck you, Ryan.
I've not said anything about your shit podcast.
I'm only half joking.
I'm sorry?
I'm
eating the cactus.
I think we all are. No one's using it. How much would you have to be paid to use a cactus as a dildo?
The issue I have is you bite into it, you've got all those spikes going through your gums and stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
And
then you're going to shove it up your ass.
And then you swallow it, it's going to cut all your fucking thingers up.
What I do is...
And then you shit it out, and it's all the spikes going up the ass anyway.
You're going to have to get it on the ass, no matter what.
Because then it'd be going up your bum with force, I imagine.
Force.
No, I'm doing it.
For it to go in, you have to use some force.
Can you put a bit of lube on it?
I don't know.
Can I cut it up?
The blood would...
No, I think you've just got to use it.
Fuck.
What I think is if you take each spike out, which you can, and then eat those individually... It'll take a long time. Yeah. Then you can just enjoy the lovely plant up your ass.
Yeah, that's a dildo.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah,
I'm not going to use it.
In agreement.
Imagine the looks you get in B&Q as well.
Yeah,
yeah. We don't often all agree.
Don't have to laugh. It's fine.
I don't know if you buy cactuses from B&Q.
Of course you do.
No, you don't.
Of course you do.
You do.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you do.
See, if I go to buy cactus, the first place I'm going to is
B&Q. Not the first place. It's just a place you can do. Hence the fucking reference. What do you want me to say?
Materials.
Cacti R Us. Is that what you want?
You can get cactuses.
I go to a garden centre first.
Yeah, but
B&Q is a garden centre. It has a full garden centre at the back.
Plants in B&Q.
Stupid idiot.
That's where we got our cactus from.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you so dumb?
I don't know. I'm
there's nothing to back that up. He's just proved you wrong.
I just don't think that being
so bitter over losing Joe's woes.
I'm with you here, Joe.
Google buy cactuses.
Well done, you're on that side.
Yeah, yeah.
On the sinking ship. Thinking shit. The name for their podcast.
I like how about a minute ago it was, we don't always agree. And now it's just
30 seconds later. Yeah.
You get cactuses from B&Q. You get Venus flytraps from B&Q.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whole load of flowers there.
A huge plant section.
Yeah.
A huge plant section.
They do. There's like a whole outdoors bit.
I don't care, Ryan.
You do care. You're very passionate about it about 90 seconds ago. And now you realise you're wrong and your blood sugar's gone down. Idiot.
Blood sugar's always falling.
Yeah, always. Constantly falling.
You diabetic?
Coming.
It's like Christmas.
Or winter.
I love this sort of silence. We have to end on a big joke, but can't quite.
Don't have to.
Can't quite.
Don't have to.
Good falling out. To be continued at the end.
Have to tell us what to do, do you?
Oh, sorry.
Glad you're not on the podcast for the next 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking dreamy that.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
I'm going to be writing a big Ryan's crying. Yeah.
Is that the big joke we end on?
Hey. Yeah.
Mate, to be honest, you only won because I despise him.
Oh.
What would happen if we put wee in there?
Smell. You've probably done it, haven't you?
Do it now.
It would smell of milky wee.
It's like a knockoff chocolate bar in Aldi.
Milky wee.
Come and say milky wee. Yeah. You're back to Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone likes a battered Milky Way. Before the wee old firm. We're going to the old firm game. Get your Milky Ways. Get your Milky Ways, boy. Sniff it.
Did you ask your mum if she enjoyed my Milky Way the other day?
Hey, there we go. We found it.
Come in, your mum. Come in, your mum. Come in, your mum. Come in, your mum.
Do you want to hear an impression of a bottle of water going into a cup?
Go on.
Can hear an impression of Ryan Locke on stage.
Who put those three cards up?
Yes, yeah, literally. Yeah. Who did put them three cards up?
Oh, what?
If you know who you are, they're not watching this, are they?
Did the King Gong lasted 45 seconds?
when I did King Gong the second time, someone put a card up and the audience turned on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm in a weird place now.
Are you?
Doesn't feel like a Monday, does it?
No.
Have you not been listening to a word we said about shagging Ryan's mum?
What's that got to do with Monday?
Exactly.
Oh, my point. Exactly. I see.
You've not been listening to a word I said to Joe about being
sorry,
an idiot.
Yeah.
Where are you getting all these cans from, Joe?
Cleaning up.
Not in the podcast game.
There we go, we've got it. We've got the final joke.
I thought Ryan's mum was the final joke.
That is nasty. Get out, Joe. Get out.
What the hell?
I've been joined by...
No, Joe, get out, girl. Get out. Get his mic.
Oh, fuck. That Stop woman's clapping. Done so much for this
Stop
podcast.
Clapping. Nice.
Carol.
Shut up.
What?
Thanks for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan. Hey.
Max Smith.
Hey.
And Jim McGraw. Hey. Stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.